Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to No Ordinary Psychic Radio with the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson and Ruby's Fire. Per New York laws, this service is provided for entertainment purposes only, and no guarantees are implied or stated. You must be 18 years old to receive a reading and to make any purchases. These readings are not a substitute for professional, legal, financial, medical, or psychiatric advice or care. Please seek the advice of a trained medical doctor about any health concerns. Any decision you make, because of a reading, you do so on your own free will. You release Ruby's Fire, the Celtic psychic Cassandra Larson, and No Ordinary Psychic Radio, www.nopr.info, and any guest psychic of the evening of any and all liability resulting from use or misuse of information attained from this show. Readings are subject to the client's interpretation.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to No Ordinary Psychic Radio. We appreciate all of you who call in and listen and tune in to us weekly. I would like to make a special request that everybody please refrain from calling in right now because our guest of the evening is having a hard time getting through, so I'm having to clear the lines. Once again, please do not call in until we tell you to call in. As usual, callers, please wait to call in till 8:10 Pacific time, 10:10 Central, or 11:10 East Coast. That way we get through the whole interview process and conversation process, and you know the guest of the evening is on the air. Once again, I'm going to be clearing the queues to try to bring the guest of the evening through. She's having a hard time getting through. Also, Ruby's Fire, your host of the evening. Tonight, Cassandra, the Celtic psychic, will not be joining us. She's feeling under the weather right now, so we'd like to wish her some good juju out there, and hopefully she gets well and we see her next week, or actually hear her next week. Tonight's special guest, when I'm able to pull her on the air, will be psychic medium Allie Cheswick. And again, please, everybody, I'm clearing the lines, and you're still calling in, so please stop calling until after the show starts at least 10 minutes in. I'm very happy that we are on January 30th. We are literally 5 days away from or out of Mercury retrograde, thanks the Lord. I'm actually feeling really great to be away from that, and I hope that all of you are too. And tonight's subject matter that we are going to be delving into and discussing and talking about is going to be about adoption and also giving away your power. So once again, I don't know why I keep saying this, but please do not call in right now. I hate to do this, but I'm clearing the lines again. All right, so I'm going to give her time to come through. Obviously a hard time tonight. You would think that we are in Mercury retrograde right now, but we're not. So anyways, tonight, like I said, Allie Cheswick will be our guest of the evening. She is a spiritual psychic medium and radio show host. She has a warm spirit energy that keeps you listening to her advice, words, and comments. She has a real appeal to her and her insights. She comes off as someone you could connect with and want to be around. She's very, you know, she can give you her opinion, and she will definitely give you some really good words of advice when she's talking to you. And if you listen to her, she's just like somebody you can actually consider to be a friend. And she's not going to sugarcoat stuff. She's going to tell you how it is, like it or not. She's going to give it to you. And just, you know, be prepared when she comes on air. She's a live energy, and we just love her, and we appreciate her coming, taking the opportunity to come on the show. I know that she has a busy life, and she lives on the East Coast, and I'm in the Central, and Cassandra's in Pacific Coast, so it's really hard for all of us to connect on the show like this. So I do appreciate when our guests do come on and everybody has that opportunity. I think we have her now. Let's see. 518. Is this Ms. Cheswick?
Ms. Cheswick?
Five one eight.
Hello.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, I'm having trouble with my headset for some reason. So I may have to call back in.
Okay. Well, I've been telling people to not call in so you can get through. I know it's been really hard for you to get through this evening. If you need to go ahead and recall back in and I've already given you an introduction, but go ahead and call back in if you need to.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call back in. Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, everybody, you hear that? She has to call back in, so please do not call in until I instruct you to do so. In the meantime, you have every opportunity to go check us out at www.nopr.info. And if you like, you could click on Allie's picture and it could take you to her website. You could check her out, check out the things that she has going on, what she's doing. If you want to see her in person, you can click on those opportunities too. Or you can even visit me at my website, check out what I'm doing, where I am. I'm actually back and forth between California, Arizona, and Texas. So if you would like to see me live, you can make an opportunity so that happens. And just everybody, just stay tuned and be patient. We're really heading towards that way. We're just having a little technical difficulties tonight. And I appreciate all of you who are being patient. The chat room is open for those of you who are interested. And I will be instructing to do so to call in very shortly once we have all of the technical issues panned out for Allie on her side. And once again, thank you all for tuning in. I'm your host, Rudy Spire, and that's about it. Right now I'm going to have to just be patient and pray to God that this gets started really soon. I know that you're all tired of me talking about the same things and fumbling over my words. I'm going to sit here and grab my tarot deck right now and just go ahead and flip through the cards and see where the universe is setting me out to let me know how this show is going to go tonight and what kind of show we're going to be having. And I do see a lot of chaos, and the tarot card comes up, which is pretty much funny because that's where we are right now. It's a very chaotic show right now. There's no control, which I don't have, which we will get better control of it. And I do appreciate all of you who are listening and still there. We are, you know, in some technical issues, obviously. And I don't know. At this point, if you have anybody who's listening live in the chat room wants to throw up some comments out there that you've had experiences with Allie Sheffler before, a reading with her, or if you had seen her in person before, by all means, post in the chat room and I'll read your comments live on the air right now. And we will, you know, get things going as quickly as possible. So for now, I'm going to just sit here and hopefully not bore you guys to death and hope that you're all feeling in a great place. And, you know, I'm very happy that we are away from the Mercury retrograde, the full moon. And I know that, you know, we still have some remnants of the planetary alignment. And we all just, we're all coming off of those, like, high energy vibes and waves and dealing with, you know, with other people's energy and elements and the funkiness of that time frame. You know, I'm looking really forward to, as we're heading into February, I know all of you out there listening probably are getting excited as we get closer to Valentine's Day. Those of you who have love partners or, you know, love interests that you can, you know, really enjoy that time frame with. But there's some of you who don't have those love interests in your mind, and we'll be having a radio show, a special in regards to Valentine's Day for those of you who are looking for love. We'll be having a show personally just for you. And that show should be on, I believe, oh goodness, I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I can't tell you exactly right now. But let's see, the calendar date on that show will be February 13th. And I believe Sue Davey is going to be on with us live. And she does some great relationship and spiritual advice for those who are interested. And let's see how we are in the chat room, okay? Allie, your mic is live.
Yes, can you guys hear me?
I hear you just fine. Are you doing okay now?
Okay. Yep, perfect. I had to redo everything really quickly.
Okay, so once again, we're on Organized Psychic Radio. Here is our special guest of the evening, Allie Sheffler. Good evening, Allie.
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Okay,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. So just for everybody that's in the chat room or everybody listening live, now you can call in. The call-in number is 323-843-664. you please, you know, you can press 1 if you like, but give everybody a chance to call in. Just listen and press 1 later when we ask the person who will be calling in the question. So how have you been since your last visit here?
Oh, my gosh. When was the last time I was on with you?
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't it like October, September something?
Maybe. Yeah, it's just, things have been good. It's just weird stuff, you know. Had a bunch of different things going at home. My dog yesterday had surgery, and he's recouping today, but he's not his usual self. So, you know, we're like, oh, what's going on? It's just been a very weird beginning of the year, I'll put it that way.
So, you know, we just did the Mercury retrograde as well as a full moon and the planetary lineup all within the same couple of days of each other. So I'm pretty sure like all that funky wonkiness is a lot more than everybody's life still.
Yeah, well they say that it's, you know, it goes 2 weeks afterward. I mean, you know. I don't really know sometimes how much stock I give to that whole thing anyway. I just think, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about the whole thing because, you know, when you were younger and life happened to you, you didn't, you know, blame it on, you know, Mercury retrograde or anything like that. You just kind of was like, oh, you know, whatever, you know, shit happens. So. Now that we're adults, we're like, oh, yeah, it's Mercury retrograde's fault. And you're thinking, really? You know, I just think sometimes we all kind of go through stuff and, you know, mind over matter. I mean, for the most part, it doesn't really affect me. But, you know, because according to my astrology pals, you know, I was born under a retrograde. So usually people that are born under it, it doesn't affect them as much as maybe someone who's not. But I don't know. I just kind of look at it and go, okay, well, you know, shit happens and you just kind of got to deal with it. And, you know, I encourage people not to sign big contracts or big, you know, make major decisions energetically, you know, if the timing is not right or it's off. But, you know, people have to do what works for them and what feels right for them. You know, we just kind of give a little guidance or a little advice, but ultimately, you know, everybody has free will, and so if someone feels that they want to do something, you know, regardless of what any spiritual advisor or anybody says, you know, you have to always go with what you feel is intuitively correct for you, because what's right for you isn't always right for someone else.
Very true. So not everybody who's listening now has had experience with you, or maybe they haven't heard a radio show from, you know, from previously before. So update and catch those new listeners up. What is your role in the metaphysical community?
Can you say that again? Because you came through, like, extremely muffled.
Not everybody listening right now has heard you on the Ordinary Psychic Radio before. And I wanted to know if you let them know what your role in the metaphysical community is.
What my role is? Oh, my God, I just want to get around and go, like, know your role, bitch. What my role is. My role, I don't know. I mean, I've got the title of spiritual medium, intuitive, and healer, and teacher, and, you know, all that stuff. But I think the majority of the role is to, you know, when you talk to people, you tune into their energy, you pay attention to their vibration, and then you just kind of tap into the ethers, and you look at the bigger picture, so to speak, and then you kind of put it all together. You listen to your guides, your spirits, you know, your loved ones that are communicating, and, you know, I kind of go from there. I think, you know, everybody makes it sound like it's this, you know, tremendously esoteric thing, and, you know, like we're like superheroes, and we have these special gifts that not everybody has, but, you know, truth be told, everybody has the ability to tap into that part of themselves. Most people fear it, or most people don't know how to do it. And even in terms of communication, that, you know, in terms of mediumship, I mean, you know, people don't think, so many people say, do my loved ones know that I talk to them? Does this one know that I, you know, how much I miss them, or that I'm sorry, or, you know, and I always tell people, it's like, you know, even though someone's not necessarily here in the physical presence, it doesn't mean that they're not always in the spiritual presence in and around you, and that they are aware, you know, of those conversations that you have. And one of the things I do encourage people to do is, you know, if you don't use the services of a medium, which, you know, and again, that's again up to someone, whether they choose to want to go to someone or try to communicate on their own or, you know, tap into their own space. You just have to ask your loved ones for a sign. You know, a lot of times I ask my loved ones for a sign. I ask the angels for a sign. A lot of times I talk to God and I'm like, okay, dude, I so need a sign right now. I call God dude. And, to me it's like we're so inundated with day-to-day BS that, and it's just, you know, for some people it's just so fast-paced between, especially if you've got a relatively large family, you've got a lot of kids and and especially if you have younger kids and they're always on the go and, you know, you're a soccer mom or you're a baseball mom or you're whatever your role is. And we're constantly, I mean, everything is very secular in nature, and it just, you know, the time throughout the day just blows by so quickly sometimes. And people don't really pay attention to the signs that they are witnessing on a daily basis, but because they're not necessarily paying attention and they're just so out of focus because they've got their mind, you know, on something else, or they're driving, or they, you know, whatever else is going on, and it takes their attention away. They miss the subtleties of those signs that are given to us, I believe, on a daily basis from, you know, from God, from the angels, from your loved ones. So I tell people, you know, it could be as significant as, you know, or insignificant, whatever, as, you know, a song on the radio that you can relate to someone, or someone's name. Sometimes messages come on license plates or bumper stickers. Sometimes they're road signs. You know, sometimes it's crossing paths with someone who's got, you know, the same name as the person that you asked for a sign from. Do I believe in coincidences? I don't necessarily know that I believe in a coincidence. I believe everything happens for a reason. You know, good, bad, or indifferent, those moments occur. But, you know, when people stop to maybe take a little time and slow down a little bit and really pay attention, you know, like not too long ago, and it was all over I think the East Coast or something, we had before the nasty snowstorm came in, we had this one day of really wicked rain and stuff, and it was probably more on the Upper East Coast, maybe New England and stuff. I don't know if it happened in Florida, but I do know a lot of people were posting from Rhode Island, you know, all the way down to the Carolinas, that, and especially in New York, I saw a ton of photos from New York. But after the rain, instead of a singular rainbow, a double rainbow appeared to thousands and thousands of people. And there were thousands of photos that were taken, and I saw a lot of that circulating on Facebook. You know, rainbows definitely got a significance to, you know, a very biblical energy. And, you know, that's sort of what, you know, God's promise to never flood the earth and, you know, whatever. But it's also a sign, you know, of good things to come, I always believe, whenever you saw a rainbow. So seeing a double rainbow for me was even more significant, because that always meant to me, you know, good fortune or good things were about to necessarily happen in a way that we don't necessarily understand, but we just learn to accept and you kind of move forward, because we've all been in so much turmoil on one level or another, no matter whether you're very wealthy or whether you're very poor, everybody, it hits a very tumultuous spot in their life, and you kind of wonder if you're ever going to get out of it or things going to get better. And to me, those are the signs that you get from spirit to kind of remind you that, you know, just breathe and take your time and things will get better, you know?
Yeah, very true. How long have you been doing this?
Professionally, about 20, almost 25 years.
And which, I'm sure they're all.
But I've been seeing, I saw spirit, I mean, since I'm about 5 or 6 years old.
How many?
Was the first time I saw spirit, and I told my mother at the time, and she just told me to go ahead and play with my imagination, so, you know. And I think a lot of us have had that very similar experience across the board. And, you know, when you're not necessarily encouraged as a kid to kind of talk to those spirits you're looking at, you tend to just kind of let it go as you get older. And, you know, and when you tell your friends that you know things about people and whatever, and they're like, well, how do you know that? And, you know, when you're a teenager, you don't know how to explain it. You're just like, I don't know, I just know stuff. But then it would freak people out. And so, you know, I want to make friends, not lose them. So a lot of times you just don't necessarily allow yourself to tap into it. Nowadays, it's more widely accepted. And so I think the kids these days have more of opportunity to be able to tap into that energy earlier in life. And really, you know, I think the generation, you know, after me and my daughter's generation, my son's generation, they are going to make a really big difference in the world. So it's exciting.
Exactly. Now, what is your favorite role, or not your favorite role, but your favorite metaphysical gift you have? Because we all have, everybody has multiple gifts, but what is your favorite one that you seem to always gravitate to?
I don't know that I have a favorite, honestly. I mean, I kind of use them always at the same time, so I don't really, I've never really picked one over the other. I mean, I'm fairly good at psychometry, which is, you know, reading the energy of either a photograph or an item, or something that, you know, a loved one had, or something that belongs to something historic or whatever. I mean, you know, if I had to, like, pick something, I probably would pick that because I also find that even more fascinating, especially when you get objects or when you, you know, or, you know, doing some paranormal stuff. You know, I always find that pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I came across an old bank vault, and it was kind of interesting, the spirits that were connected with the bank vault. So that kind of, that part of the work and that connection, I find fascinating. I mean, I find it all interesting and I find it all fascinating and I still don't know how I do it, you know, and I think if I ever get to the point where it just, it becomes old hat and it's not fascinating and it's not helping or it's not really healing, then it's kind of time to get out of the game, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So...
What is coming up for Ali Cheswick in 2016?
I don't know. I actually decided to sort of wing it on some level this year a little bit. And last year I found out I was adopted. So that was 2015. Well, the ending of 14 into 15 was an interesting year. And so I started on the journey of trying to find my birth family. And... I got a lot of non-identifying information last summer around August, June to July, August. And then I kind of put it off for a while because, you know, when you find out and you're, you know, I've kind of always known, but it's not until you actually get the validation from someone who actually knows that it starts to sink in. And then you kind of run the gamut of, you know, resentment and anger and, you know, just a lot of different emotional energies are connected to it. And I kind of put off looking any further. I mean, I've had some search groups help me out, and TLC is interested in my story. And, you know, I've got a working relationship, you know, with a couple of the girls from there over in London. And so they're waiting for me to do a few more tests and things. And then, you know, they offered to follow up my story and you know, maybe help me make the connection. So that may be something that's coming down the pike this year. So what I finally decided to go ahead and I finally got my DNA kit. So I'm actually going to be doing my DNA test and sending it back this week. So that's kind of part of the journey this year. It's, you know, I know who I am. Like, most of us kind of know who we are. We know the kind of people we are. We know how we were raised, but we know what we believe. We know what we feel. And, you know who you are in terms of your character, your personality, you know, things like that. But it's a whole other story when you're, you know, when you find out you're adopted because, you know, then all these things, all these, like I said, emotional energy comes up. And then there's a part of you that goes, well, who the hell am I? Because, you know, I was raised to believe I was Jewish and Arabic and Italian all these years. And even though people could never tell, like, what I was, you know, only to find out that, you know, as far as I know, as of now, until I get my DNA test back to verify things, but, you know, I'm Irish and English and Bohemian. And supposedly my birth father was from Spain, so there's part, I'm part Spanish there, obviously, too, but... and then it kind of makes you wonder, well, you know, if I hadn't been adopted out, you know, what would have happened? Or am I really a product of my birth parents? You know, because right now I could say I'm more of a byproduct of the environment I was raised in. You know, so I don't know if I have any personality traits like my birth family or who do I look like. So there's a lot of that, you know, energy kind of just hanging out there in the ether. So that's definitely part of my 2016 plan is, you know, and it's kind of fun in a way. It's kind of like, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an archaeologist because I was fascinated by the discovery of ancient things. And I was always fascinated by the digs that they would show on TV they were doing in Egypt and all these different things, you know, dinosaur bones and, you know, sarcophagus, whatever. I'm brain farting on the name. What is it, a sarcophagus? What is it called?
Sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus, right? Okay, my daughter had to correct me. You know, like, I've always been fascinated by all that stuff. You know, back in the late 70s, King Tut, they had brought King Tut around the world to visit various museums. And my uncle at the time actually had one of the first set of photos from the King Tut exhibit from Egypt that he brought back before they brought King Tut here to the States. And it was fascinating, you know. So I always wanted to do all that. And I was always fascinated by genealogy. So for me, this is kind of, it's going to be a very interesting journey once I really kind of get into the meat and potatoes of it, because I love genealogy. I love, you know, the history of people. And it goes along on some level. Because when you do mediumship or when you just tap into someone's past, present, and future as a clairvoyant, you're looking at their history, you know, and you can go back so many generations of so many lifetimes. And so it's interesting to see if any of that even correlates with the genealogy or the history of someone's family. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of like putting it all together and, you know, and I just, you know, I love things that link one to the other because when you can link something, it's also very validating. So it's kind of like, you know, when you do a session for someone and they're able to link together the things that you see or you feel or you hear or the people or whatever the case is, and then they give you the validation. It's not so much to say, hey, you're really good at what you do, you know, and your percentage, your accuracy rate's like 95% or 100%. It's not about that. It's about the actual linkage of the information and then, you know, what that person chooses to do with that information, whether it's, you know, healing or it's something now that they can go on their own sort of discovery, or whether it's, you know, something that they can close off in their life and then move on to something new. So it's, for me, there's a lot of, you know, dot connecting sort of going on some level. And, you know, even with my, you know, my adopted family, you know, they all kind of hit the high road, which is fine, you know, but... So it's not, I'm not looking for a sense of who I am per se, but I'm looking for part of who I am because I already know who I am. You know, now it's just the genealogy part, you know, and finding the family of who I am. You know what I mean?
Very true. And
yeah, and for me, I mean, I've always resonated with Native American energy. I mean, I used to have all these, I call them puka dolls, and I used to have the moccasins and the belt and, like, oh my God. I had dream catchers in my room, but I never knew they were dream catchers until I was older. I just thought they were really cool, right? And I had a lot of very Celtic things in my bedroom growing up, and you know, I was always very drawn even to Ireland and stuff. And so, again, and this was since I was a kid. So to find out too that I have like 19% Native American blood. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, this is really interesting because even though I was told I was one thing, intuitively or as a kid, that inner knowing or whatever, I always felt drawn to other things. Even like my daughter is very drawn to Japan and Asia and all that stuff, which I love for her. But even as a kid, I was always drawn to Japan and China, and I was, and especially Japan when I was a kid. I loved all the blossom things, the flowers and the culture, and, you know, I really loved all that stuff. And I had those things in my house. So to see my daughter, who's so involved in it now, you know, it's kind of interesting for me, because I think that there's a connection to it. You know, I think there's, my daughter and I probably had some kind of weird past connection at some point then. But, you know, and again, it's what I'm telling people is about connecting dots, you know, how much you're like your kids, or, you know, even listening to your kids, whatever they feel pulled to, there's definitely a connection there. People don't feel pulled to something without there being to some divine cord, you know, connecting you to that particular place or person or energy or spot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So people can know, what is the best way for them to connect with you or contact you?
Did you put anything in it? Well, I'm on Facebook. If they go to Facebook.com and they put in, like, if they just type in Ali Chesley, I have my personal page, and then there's a fan page, and they can certainly join up on the fan page. I try to post evenly on both. Some days I'm just a little quiet on both, but, you know, I have that. I'm also on Twitter. Again, they can go to twitter.com/ Ali Chesley. I'm really easy to find. You can Google Ali Chesley, and then, of course, the website is alichesley.com. So I tried to make it easier, and I don't think there's too many Ali Chesleys in the world, yeah. So, you know, unless there's someone else, that I have a doppelganger somewhere with the same name and who looks like me, so I don't know.
But please let me know so I can find out why.
I feel bad for her, too. I think I have to warn her. Be careful. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm kind of easy to find, and I'm on Best Psychic Directory. I'm on a ton of other directories that people have put me on. I'm on some Reiki websites. Like, my name is just all over the place and on various places. So believe me, I Google myself, which I kind of laugh at, because my partner in crime on radio for years, Andy Brewer, who, you know, he's the rock and roll psychic, you know, he started that off years ago calling me the G-Girl. And he called me, Google me Cheswick, and then I discovered you could actually Google someone, and this was, you know, a while ago. And every once in a while, I find myself, just for, you know, shift and giggles, I Google my own name, and I'm like, oh, look, I'm on that website. What is that website? I have no idea. So, you know, once in a while, put your own name in Google and see what comes up. You'd be fascinated to see what weird stuff comes up.
Very good.
Yeah.
So one of the things that when we talked about in private message that you wanted to discuss tonight was giving away your power.
Yes. You know, and I've noticed that in the last couple of years, you know, and I have to say that I have been very guilty of that topic. You know, I gave it away a long time ago, and then it took me years to finally get it back. And then, you know, over time, I started to give it away again. And then I had some very profound aha moments in the last 2 years. And it's one of the reasons why I want to talk about it, because when you get so complacent in a relationship, and whether it's with your children, whether it's with your husband or your significant other, or even your closest friends, you sometimes don't realize that you just slowly give away a certain amount of your power to the people that are in your life. And then sometimes when you do that, you can find yourself losing a sense of yourself within that context of that relationship. So, you know, there's been a lot of people that I have crossed paths with, you know, on shows and in private and sessions. And, you know, and it's men and women. It's not just women who give their power away. A lot of men actually do give their power away. The interesting thing for the men is they end up giving their power away to their bosses, you know, or to other people that they work with, sometimes in the relationship, so for a lover or, you know. You know, men don't, not so much with their children. Women are more with their children sometimes. They do that. men are more in the workplace and with their significant others. And I find that interesting. And a lot of people are like, oh, men never give them, but they do. And they do it in a way because just because someone is your boss doesn't mean that you have to give your power away to them. You just have to follow the rules or whatever the boss is asking you to do, but you can still do what they're asking and maintain your power, maintain your energy and who you are. You don't have to change to accommodate somebody like that, because once you do that and it goes against maybe what you feel or your ethics or your integrity or your morals or, your moral fabric, you don't have to do that. And there's a lot of people that do that, and then you have to kind of question, well, is a job worth, giving up your principles? Is a relationship worth giving up certain principles? You've got to look at those things and sort of, assess or reassess, where the balance is in that relationship. Because once you start doing that and you start giving away your power, you're losing also the balance, not only in that relationship, but within yourself. And so you always feel like something is just never right, or it's just kind of off, or there's, you can't ever agree on something, or, you're doing things at work that you really don't want to do, but because you need a job, you do them. But then you've got to look at, well, could you go get another job that wouldn't force you to sacrifice your morals or your principles or your ethics, your integrity, and still maintain, a paycheck? And, a lot of people have done that. And this year coming up is definitely a year, I think, that people have to reassess those types of relationships and really kind of look at really what they want, not only for themselves, but even the people they touch, your children, your extended family, your loved ones, your husbands, your wives, your boyfriends, your lovers, whatever. You have to kind of look at that. And it's interesting, too, because even though this is like an election year and you've got all these, I think everybody running on both sides, Republican, Democrat, whatever they want to call themselves at this point, I think they're all a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So, but then again, it's a 9 year for the United States or whatever, but it's an interesting thing about endings and new beginnings, and I think that goes along with a lot of other energies for other people. I think you're going to see, I don't want to say a lot more people divorcing, but I think you'll see a lot more people either separating or just kind of learning to stand in their power. I think you'll see a lot of change in the financial energy. A lot of people are sort of, they give their power away to their money. Do you know what I mean? People give their power away to food. So I think all those things are in the midst of some serious change. And I think this is the year if people are going to step out and sort of step up and reclaim their power and their balance in their life, it's going to happen this year, 2016.
Perfect. So we have quite a few callers in queue, and we have about 7 minutes left of the show. Very quickly, I'm going to ask the callers when I pull them on the air to state where they're calling from, their first name, and their one question. And then Allie will give a very short answer so we can move on to the next person. 561, you're live on the air. Your name, your location, and your one question.
Hi, Stacy, Florida. I wanted to know, do you see another job opportunity coming up for me, please?
When's your birthday?
12/16/72.
Okay, wait, so you're, I'm worried about the year. So what is that? That's Sag energy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you work in healthcare, Stacy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say to you. I kind of feel like you have an opportunity to change careers. Still maintain either working in healthcare, but doing something that's a little bit more administrative. Because I kind of feel like even though you're good with people, I think you'd be better in more of a managerial type position. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is definitely the year for you to switch and change. I would tell you this, that really kind of think about what you really want to do, because I think the work that you've been doing has been significant to a certain degree. Like, I think you needed to do the work that you were doing in order to move on. Do you know what I mean? So you've gotten the experience you've needed to a certain degree. Now I just think it's old hat, and it's sort of, I kind of feel like there's a lot of discord where you work. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this one talks to this one, and that one talks to that one, but nobody seems to be getting anything done until somebody mm-hmm. kind of takes charge a little bit, right? So
that's
what I'm going to say to you is I would suggest that probably I would give myself another couple of weeks, and around mid-February to the end of February, like mid-February to mid-March, I would kind of look for another position. And to be honest with you, I don't think you're making as much money as you should. I feel like you took either a pay cut, or you took a step down on some level in the last year and a half. Does that make sense?
That is true, yes.
Okay, it's time to kind of step in and go the other way. Are you working for a hospital currently?
No. Private. Well, I got
okay.
in with hospice, but that's how I got in. But now I
okay.
went to
private. I'm going to encourage you to do two things, okay? Do you have a degree in the work that you're doing now?
I have to finish up. I'm not totally there. I have my clinicals left.
Okay. So I'm going to encourage you to do that, because I think you're going to sell yourself short if you don't. And my feeling is also to tell you, like, not to worry about where the money's going to come from to complete that education. I think
mm-hmm.
there's grants that you're entitled to, and I think you kind of keep missing it. And if you're not getting the money that you should be getting, like Pell Grants and those kind of things, you need to really talk to somebody who knows how to get you the money that you need to complete your stuff, and then even have a little bit left over so you could, you know, do something for yourself. But this is the year that you really want to do that. You want to finish up doing those clinicals and those rotations, because that's going to mean a lot for you. And then having that degree is going to give you that 1-2 punch to kind of step up to the next level. I don't necessarily know that I see you technically on the same level of career or job you have now. I kind of feel like you're going to step it up a notch. And I feel like, I don't know where you are in Florida. You don't have to tell me, but I do feel like there's two major hospitals, when I say major, more than 200 beds, that
mm-hmm.
are within a 10-mile radius. So if I go north, south, east, west, within 10 miles around you, there's like two major hospitals and one smaller facility. Would that make sense?
That's true. Yes.
So I'm going to encourage you, when you're done, even before you're done, to start looking and applying to the bigger hospitals to work. And I'm going to encourage you to take, besides doing clinical work, I'm going to encourage you to take a few more classes with managerial energy connected to it. Because I think, you know, the more you get educated in what you're doing, I think the better the job for you. But I also think that you'll be taught other things within the context of the job. So when you're ready to kind of move forward, and I feel like it'll probably be more towards September, October timeframe, let's just say Hospital A hires you for whatever. But once they understand who you are, your personality, your dedication, and how hard you work, you'll end up getting bumped up through the ladder there fairly quickly.
Oh,
you're a take-charge
okay.
kind of person, but you haven't taken charge. You've actually, when I talked about giving away your power before, you have certainly done that in the last 4.5 years of your life.
That is true.
So now this
yeah.
is the year you take your power back, you get your education, and you go kick some ass.
Okay, I certainly will. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Sis, good luck. You're very welcome.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you
thank
for
you,
serving in healthcare.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we are moving on to caller 520. Your name, your location, your date of birth.
Hi. Thank you. Bless you. This is Lisa calling you, and I'm calling you from Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. I wanted to ask you, please. Oh, my birthday, 9/20.
So are you a virgin?
Sometimes.
So wait, what is that? Is that like Virgo, Libra? I can't.
It's Virgo.
Oh, on the cusp. Yeah, I've been told I'm on the cusp.
Yeah, because I get a little bit of both of you. Okay. I don't do astrology, but I ask so I can just tune into your energy because, you know, there's a million Lisas in the world, but I want to know who.